I was reading in Isaiah about how you make graven images. And how do you make a graven image? He talks about a man who cuts down a tree, and he builds a fire, and he warms himself, and he cooks a roast and eats it. And then he turns around and he makes a figure of a man, and he falls down and worships it. And that's what we do. We make a graven image in our mind, and then we turn around and start to fear it, don't we?
Yeah.
But you can't make a graven image of spirit, can you?
Not at all.
Not at all. Isn't that wonderful? So you can't make an image of the self. You can't make a graven image in your mind and worship it. That's so wonderful to me. When people say, I know nothing, what they're really saying is the graven images are dissolving. That's what's really happening, because I know everything. The I is not dissolving. Reaction is dissolving. And the feeling of it is something you might call for a little while like blankness, and you'll say, I know nothing. That's the feeling of it. But all imagery, that me sense, that's what blinds us. That's the blindness. You've never seen a river. You've never seen an earth. You've never seen a man. You've never seen a dog or a cat or a monkey. You've only seen a mental projection of a eternal divine idea or think. And that particular idea is changeless. It's ongoing. It cannot be hurt. It cannot degenerate. It can't be polluted in any way. Only your concept can see it as deteriorating or wearing out or getting old. We're looking at mental images. And the real, though, it cannot change. And that's where you come in, and that's where an intelligence starts in you. If you fear something, you formed a mental concept, and you're worshiping it. That's what you're doing. You are worshiping in fear, you see. And what does it say? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, what in the world does that mean? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Well, you have to see what fear in that context means. And fear in that context means standing in awe, standing in wonder. What does that mean? What that means is when you, the beginning of wisdom, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, you begin to see that God, thing that wears out, that degenerates. And to see that is awesome. Understand that is awesome, and you will not be fearful. Perfect love casts out fear, and you don't have to fear anything. You don't have to fear politicians. You don't have to fear bloggers. You don't have to fear.
You don't have to fear those things in your checkbook or those things in the mail that say things.
That's those mental images, isn't it?
Right.
You made graven images. And the way you do that, the minute you come to a place where you can, and clarity brings that, you treat it with sudden dismissal. that has nothing to do with me. That's just a thought. A mere thought. Drop it. Doesn't have anything to do with you. Nothing. Doesn't have anything to do with ongoingness. Doesn't have anything to do with the real, which is a body of light, a body of love, a body of truth. All bodies, whether you call it human body, the body of the earth, or what? All form. And as that fear dissolves, the concepts you do have will be clearer. It's clarity. What we call this world, of course, is a concept. But this world, as it is invisible, but rock-like in that it never, ever, ever deteriorates. It never, ever changes. There's no time in it at all. And as that takes place, you'll find that mental miasma begins to dissolve. And what do you have left? You have a clearer concept. Much clearer. The real cannot change. I is spirit. I is omnipresent. It's not an image. If any image directs you quickly toward that imageless one, that I, then that so-called image has done its rightful work.
That's the pointer of the guru, the suggestion or whatever that points back to that original source?
Yes. Oh, heavens, yes. Yes. Is there a God beside me? Me, I, the self? No, you cannot know one. I am with you always. What has been with you always? I, changeless, and ongoing, eternal, pure love, always. And that's the wonder, the awe, the beauty of that which is. It doesn't change. Its grace is operating, I don't care what the situation. Because in that sense, you could say it's lawful. In other words, it's not capricious. It's not coming and going. It's not reward and punishing. It's not fickle. No interruptions. It's the only way it's ever lawful. It doesn't judge you. It's never judged you one second. Never. Ever, ever, ever.
And this contrariness that we wrestle with, this is the me sense?
Yes, ma'am. You cling to your limitations and they bind you. Why? Because you don't know anything different. The devil you know better than the one you don't, as they say. But you truly, once that pruning starts, and then there does come pruning. What does he say? The branch that does not bear fruit, be pruned. That comes. But that's just temporary. And you'll see the wonder and the newness and the strength and the courage behind it. The lack of fear, in other words. Have you ever been in a situation where you're in thinking what to do, and don't know what to do, and you did this, did that, that didn't work, and then all of a sudden you just did a certain thing because you just did it, and by George, the whole thing broke open?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Because you took the known to the limit, didn't you?
Right.
Well, let's be still a minute. The gentle sound of stillness. I see, I hear, I know, I am. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you, Trudy.
Thank you,
Rutledge. Thank you, Trudy K. Rutledge.
Thanks, Trudy.
Thank you.